Heber City Council completed the annexation of the Sorensen property in late May. The previously entitled development will add 5,700 units to the north of current city development over 40 years. Other properties along US 40 to the north of Heber's current development are now also seeking annexation into the city. City Council met in a special session Wednesday evening to discuss zoning options for the area along US 40, located between Wasatch Commons Apartments and State Road 32. Council looked at equivalent residential units, or ERUs, granted by the county to five developments. Depending on their highest density bonuses, some developments could have an ERU as high as 9.8 and 9.5 per acre, while others could have as low as 2.6 and 3.15 ERUs per acre. Developers can earn bonus density based on the amenities they provide. Although some council members objected to high density in the area, Councilmember Mike Johnston said high density is needed to create the walkable village atmosphere desired from the general plan.
We want a successful village here. We need the density. Someone's talking about, how are we going to provide for 5,000 to 10,000 people? This will fail without that kind of density. It will fail. There will be no village here. And if you want those kinds of things, they have to go together. I actually think there's almost too much commercial for the small amount of people going to live there.
Mayor Colleen Potter argued that the current density is already a compromise that Heber residents don't want to make.
The problem is, when we did envision Heber, we told people, look, would you rather have a bunch of houses all spread out, or would you rather have them clustered? And that's where I think we came up with these villages. And I think if people could say, we'd rather have nothing up there, or we would rather have just a couple of homes on 5 acres, that would have been their first choice. But there was an assumption that we're going to have a bunch of people, so we might as well stick them close together. Well, now we're saying, if you want a village, we're going to have to give even more density to make a village successful. And I think that's what's distasteful, is even more and more people to get this village. When if that's what we're going to go, we don't even want the village in the first place.
Johnston said there's nothing the city can do to prevent or stop development except to buy the land. He pointed to the greater success of avoiding sprawl in the zoning of the Sorensen annexation.
Thousands of acres above it, which is all public open space, we are densifying into these areas, and I'm hoping by doing this we can also at the same time preserve the north fields as agriculture.
The council and staff discussed whether the proposed development along US 40 represented a clustered village or urban sprawl along the roadway. Council also discussed items such as dark color palettes for the buildings, stormwater drainage, HOAs, and other items for 2 hours. Council sent items of concern to staff to address as they plan to pick up the issue again at their meeting on July 7th. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.